Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMV the Sexy Ninja and the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Collision, March 16th, 2024. Tony and Nigel on commentary, and we started off with the banger, folks. Katsuyori Shibata versus Bryan Danielson. You talk about beating the shit out of each other. This was a fun match, a good way to start the show, good way to start my weekend. I got up this morning, I was like, I can't wait to see Shibata versus Danielson, and it delivered. And Katsuyori Shibata left his mark on Bryan Danielson, especially right in his neck area where he was getting chopped like crazy. This was a fun match. Respect at the end was shown between each other. And I was like, damn, whoever thought like I could be go tell myself like, yo, man, you know, one day on TV is going to be Katsuyori Shibata versus Bryan Danielson. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Not on prime time. That's more like got that indie tape trading stuff and trying to find it on YouTube and, you know, trying to find it on the interweb somewhere. But no, it's right here on TNT in my face on Collision. And I thank Tony Khan for that, because this is a match, man. And I really enjoyed it. Shibata versus Danielson. Go check it out. We had a Mercedes Moné package. She's here. She's going to be here next Dynamite. So we'll see how the crowds turn out. I saw the video of this. They're in Canada next week as well, and they were for this show. But I hope that they get a big crowd. I heard Mercedes Moné draws in a big crowd, because I saw a video for this Collision, and once again, half the arena was not sold. A good chunk of it was, but there's that other half where the hard camera is. There was nobody in those seats as well. So I'm hoping that turns around, and I'm hoping that we can get some buzz back in AEW, because when you have stuff like Shibata versus Danielson, then you have Danielson versus Will Ospreay, bro, they should be packing these places, man. TBS Championship, my girl Julia Hart versus Trish Adora, and the stipulation of this match is whoever wins the championship, of course, or retains the championship, but is banned from ringside for the main event tonight for the Infantry versus the House of Black, because this is a wild card match for this tag team tournament that Tony Khan has announced after Sting and Darby dropped the titles and Sting retired. So, but Julia Hart got the win, so banning Trish for not being with her fellow brothers in the Infantry for tonight's main event. But Julia Hart's looking great. Best entrance in the business right now, man. She's got it going, and I love her theme song so much. Lexi's backstage with Zack Knight and Harley, and Harley's crazy, and Zack Knight is like, oh, I'm Zack Knight, blah, 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 blah. That's all I get from that guy. Diego Garcia versus Lee Moriarty. This was a fun match, and our boy DG got the win, and Daddy Magic is there. I just love the fact that Daddy Magic has so much love for Daniel Garcia. It makes me happy, and he's always there for his homie and whatnot. He, you know, like a father figure, and Daddy Magic gets in that ring, and he was on commentary too. So DG got the win, though, and we can dance like that. They announced that Darby has a broken foot due to JY, due to the Bullet Club Gold, and the Bang Bang Scissor Gang is dead, RIP, on site after last week. So Bang Bang Gang is no more. Bang Bang Scissor Gang, I meant. But Bang Bang Gang, we living, because my guns are up, boy. That bastard Pack or Pac, however you want to pronounce it, versus Squash Gang Aaron Solo. And he cuts a promo afterwards, and he says, I want to get nasty, or I'm going to get in trouble. I don't know. He says something along the lines of like, Tony, I'm a bastard. I want to get in trouble, and you better make me get in trouble. I don't know. He said something, but he told Tony, like, hey, get me in trouble, whatever. Bryan Danielson promo. And this is where you can see the aftermath of the marks on Bryan, just the scars and this tissue, and oh man, Shibata did a number, but Bryan Danielson calls out to Will Ospreay and tells him, hey, you think you're ready, but you have no fucking clue. And I'm just like, oh man, April 21st, oh, I can't wait until this match. Claudio versus Lance Archer, it was okay. DQ, Righteous came in and attacked. I was like, okay, cool, they're on TV. Then here comes Danielson, here comes Shibata, and I was like, oh, Claudio, Danielson, Shibata versus Lance Archer and the Righteous, maybe on Dynamite or Collision next week. Ooh, sign me up. And Shibata, I got so excited seeing Shibata. I was like, he's here. Lexi's with Ruby and Cool Hand. Cool Hand's not happy. He's not happy at all. Ruby's just like, baby, if you go after them, I'm not going to be with you. And Cool Hand's like, whoa, you know what, baby? You're right. You're right. And that's the narrative there. So, because he wants to face Zach. He wants to fight Zach. Because Zach answered him, said, that's what he said. Kyle O'Reilly's back versus Brian Keith, the bounty hunter Brian Keith. And you talk about awesome return. Kyle O'Reilly still got it. And he got a big win over Brian Keith. And here comes the Undisputed Kingdom showing him some love. And it made me very happy. Them being holding up Kyle like that. I was like, Kyle. And the Undisputed Kingdom, man, have been around with these fellas for a long time. From Ring of Honor days and seeing them. Now I'm just like, give me Bobby Fish. I want the Red Dragons back one day. Lexi is with Perrazzo and Thunder Rosa. They got a big tag team match next week on Dynamite against Mariah and Tony Storm. And I like what the Deanna called Mariah, her little cosplay girl. And I was like, yeah, that's all she's doing right now. And I think Mariah needs to find her own voice. But this is going to be a big tag team match. And now the final match of the evening, the Infantry versus House of Black. And I got the spoiler for this. I was like, oh, the Infantry won? I was like, wow, Tony's really burying the House of Black here. But after watching this match, I was like, oh, good old Mark Briscoe causing them to lose Brody and Buddy, you know, and then here comes Malachi. And I've heard rumors like these guys are all, basically 1 foot out the door. They're finishing up the story with Mark Briscoe. We got contracts and all that. But, man, this was a good match. And I like the fact that Mark Briscoe is the one that caused the House of Black to lose because he's going to burn the House of Black down. Cage and Adam Page. And then we have Adam Copeland coming out. He's got a new toy. He's got a new best friend. His name is Spoik. Spike. That's what was in the case. What's in the box? Remember, like, when he was showing Christian's like, yeah, so he said he got a good old, got a call from Mick Foley and telling him who Adam is, how extreme he can get and everything like that. So now he has this weapon named Spike, and he's going to use it. He's going to neuter Christian Cage on Dynamite next week in Toronto in an I Quit match. And you know it's going to be good, and they're going to beat the shit out of each other. So great Dynamite, not Dynamite, great Collision, folks. March 16th, 2024, Tony and Nigel. And Nigel, my God, the Nigel on commentary is everything, especially when he got some diabetes jokes on Kyle O'Reilly. I was like, Jesus Christ. But Nigel McGuinness, man, he's the shit. Like, I want him more on commentary, you know. So maybe you should put him on Rampage. Get Jericho out of there. Just saying. All right, y'all. Drop your comments below. Tell me what you thought of the show. I'll give the show a solid 5 out of 5. My match of the night was Shibata versus Danielson. That match is badass. You got to watch that match. I'm probably going to watch it again because I had a lot of fun with it. All right, y'all. Drop those comments below. Tell me what you thought of the show. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself the sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life. Brother.
Here he comes. He went for the Psycho V again. Ripcord and a slap from Shibata.